The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
No, there's no England now because I can't go there. The day they banned Michael Savage from the United Kingdom is the day England died. Welcome to the program. That's an understatement because now they want to ban Donald Trump. So you could say I'm in good company or I'm in bad company, depending on which side of the aisle you're on. If you're a communist, socialist, Islamist, you hate Donald Trump. If you're a patriot, nationalist, you say, hey, maybe he has something there. Now, let me start at the beginning because we're going to talk about the most controversial statement of the campaign, where Donald Trump said that all Muslims should be banned from the United States. I mean, I have the full speech. You're going to hear it in context, not out of context. That's number one. He didn't say American Muslims should be deported. He said that all Muslims who want to come here as refugees should be banned from America. That's what he said. Let me say this at the outset. I wouldn't have put it that way. I would have put it this way. Close the borders completely for 7 years, which is how I put it in Government Zero. I didn't say ban Muslims. I said ban everyone for 7 years. I said we have had unprecedented immigration into this country, not just in terms of numbers, but of foreign and even hostile cultures. We need time to assimilate the immigrants we have, just as we did the waves of immigrants at the beginning of the last century. At the end of 7 years, evaluate our capacity for normalizing immigration with nationalist priorities as I've described. That's how I put it. Let me tell you something. Everything is perception in this world. Everything is perception. The enemies are everywhere, and they're not just liberals. As you well know, I'm an independent. I am not a Republican. The Republicans are all liberals in fool's clothing. Every Republican who's attacked Trump is a liberal in fool's clothing. Make no mistake about it. They were waiting for an opportunity to jump down his throat. And jump down their throat, he did. Now, what's happened as a result is that people don't understand what he's saying. He has said he wants the complete shutdown of Muslim immigration into the U.S. The false Tory in England, the fake conservative Cameroon, slams the divisive comments, and the Tories themselves, the so-called conservatives in England, have branded Trump repugnant. Republican front runners said radicalized areas of London are not police because the police are afraid to go in there. Scotland Yard hits back in a rare statement and says Trump could not be more wrong. Labour Party, that's the communist socialist appeasement wing, accuses Trump of trying to divide communities for political gain. They're calling for his being banned from Britain over his, quote, obnoxious, repellent, and dangerous claims that police in London fear for their lives because some communities are so radicalized. I thought that was a given. Don't they call it Londonistan? Aren't the police afraid to go in there? Wasn't a British soldier decapitated and dismembered in the street by an African Muslim not a year or two ago in the street, butchered? You don't remember that story? Now, having said that, we have to analyze this very carefully because at the end of the day, everything is perception. Reality is not reality anymore. Reality is what the media makes it into. And so we're going to talk about the reality of what Trump said and what it really means and what it means for our survival. Never forget that they are at war with us. Who do I mean by they? Well, name them. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra Front, maybe 30 other groups are at war with us. Are they the only ones who hate you? Not by a long shot. If you actually looked into this, your hair would stand up. There's a great article in the National Review by David French, who is a staff writer, an attorney, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. He knows what it's all about. And his article, Dispelling the Few Extremist Myth, The Muslim World is Overcome with Hate, is worth reading in its entirety. It's an amazing article. And he says the Muslim world is overcome with hate. And he goes country by country, nation by nation, and he breaks it down for you. And you will see with your own eyes and come to your own conclusions as to what we are facing. The bigotry in the overall Muslim world is overwhelming. You talk about bigotry? What about the bigotry in the Muslim world? What about the steps of escalating radicalism, culminating in jihadist armies that in some instances represent a greater share of their respective population than does the active duty military in the United States? He writes the base of the pyramid. The most broadly held hatred in the Islamic world is anti-Jewish, with staggering numbers of Muslims expressing anti-Jewish views. And yet, if you were to stop a liberal Jew in America today, they would say Donald Trump is the problem. He says the base of the pyramid, the most broadly held hatred in the Islamic world, is anti-Semitism. Well, that's an odd statement. It's really anti-Jewishism, not anti-Semitism. And I'm quoting him now. With staggering numbers of Muslims expressing anti-Jewish views. And you can read it for yourself. My friends, we're in real trouble because we're in real denial. The only question that you have to ask yourself now is Trump finished? That's a real question. And someone asked me that this morning, and I'm going to play his speech, and I'm going to give you my opinion, but not right now. I'm going to give you my opinion, but it's not as clear-cut as you may think. It is not as clear-cut as you may think, because his base is one thing, the wider electorate is another, and the election is yet another. Remember that. You're talking about a long race, and you're talking about a portion of the race. You're looking at a snapshot of the race. You're not looking at the finish line. I am, because I am Lincaeus, the pilot seer of the Argonauts. I can see all, and I see it ahead of everybody in the media. Everyone knows that. And I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, and the prognosis, my friends, is not very good. So before I go into my editorializing any further, which I've already begun, I think it's very important that we go back to the beginning, which is Trump's statement, and they want to ban him in England. We're going to play his entire two-minute speech, and we're going to look into detail into what he said and what you think about it. The fact of the matter is that if he is banned from England, he will join me, Michael Savage, and we will have to go perhaps to Italy on our next vacation to play. I don't play golf. He owns golf clubs in Scotland. Does that mean they're going to ban him from Scotland? I don't really know. They may. I mean, the Brits are very famous for shooting themselves in the feet and then begging for America to bail them out. They're only going to have to come to us to bail them out again, by the way, after screaming everything they want. You know, at the end of the day, they're going to come screaming like little girls for America to save them once again like they did in World War II. So let's not pay that much attention to Cameron. Cameron, when he ran for office in 2010 or 20, I don't remember the year, I had been banned in Britain, shockingly, in 2009, and I was stunned to read it on the Drudge Report. I woke up, I said, what? I can't go to England for something I said? I said, what did I say? Well, I looked it up, and half the things they quoted me as having said, I didn't say. And I was banned by some of the worst people in the history of the world. Labor Party activists, friends of Hillary Clinton, by the way, friends of the entire Clinton machine. I'm pretty sure, by the way, that it was the Clinton machine that sent these sound bites to England to get me banned. I can't prove it. I spent a fortune trying to get my name off that banned list, and I never succeeded. It cost me over $400,000. The lawyers were happy to take my money in England, and I'm still banned from entering the UK. And by the way, I love the British people. I love the architecture. And I'm really sad that I couldn't go there to get my teeth done with their famous dentistry from the National Health Service. And, of course, the great British cuisine is something I greatly miss. It's not Italian food I love. I always seek out Scottish cuisine in McDonald's. But nevertheless, let's move it along here and go back to the basics. It's a very serious issue. You know, was Donald Trump serious when he said it? Did he do it for effect? Did he do it for his base? Does he really mean it? Only he can tell you that. And he's not on the program today. I'll give you a little fact, though, that you may not know. Right now in Britain, more Muslims join ISIS than join the British Army. In Britain right now, more Muslims join ISIS than join the British Army. 855-400-7282. Now, for all of the detractors of Trump, I find some of their statements amazingly stupid. I can't understand how they say it's unconstitutional, what he's saying, since he's not talking about American citizens. Since when does our Constitution apply to people who are not even citizens? I don't understand where that came from. Should we just eliminate the Constitution and do as Obama does and say we're all citizens of the world? We are not all citizens of the world. We are unique. We are different. This is a different nation. We're not the same as Cameroon. And yet, it didn't stop the conservatives from attacking him. And I think we should play that now right off the bat. Wait until you hear what your favorite candidates, hold on, said about Donald Trump. Paul Ryan, Chris Christie, Carly Fiorina, and the other liberals in wolves' clothing. Listen to the Savage Nation, clip one.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Paul Ryan.
This is not conservatism. What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for. And more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie.
This is the kind of thing that people say when they have no experience and don't know what they're talking about. We do not need to resort to that type of activity, nor should we.
Carly Fiorina.
That overreaction is as dangerous as Barack Obama's underreaction. We're now going to violate the constitutional rights of citizens because of Donald Trump? I don't think so.
Jay Johnson.
Irresponsible, probably illegal, unconstitutional, and contrary to international law, un-American.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner.
Well, not only is it deplorable, it absolutely shows that Donald Trump is not qualified to be president of the United States or hold any elective office.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
And you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
Our country cannot be the victim of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad.
My friends, fellow Americans and countrymen, they are at war with us. When I say they, we know who they are. We certainly know ISIS is at war with us. We know that Al-Qaeda has been at war with us. Just take a look at the cemeteries. We know that there are many other Muslim front groups that are at war with us. And one candidate says, wait a minute, hold it now. We better think about this from a different perspective. And what happens? Well, you heard what happened. When I come back, we'll talk about the myth of Donald Trump, the lies about Donald Trump, and then eventually I will tell you what I think this means with regard to the long race to the White House right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. We're going to play the entire two-minute Trump speech on the Muslim issue. And we're going to talk about that because now they're saying that he should be banned in Britain. The same reactionary liberal forces in England that banned Michael Savage. And I'll tell you, I say it with not the, a degree of happiness. I'm not wearing it as a badge of courage. I wish that it didn't happen, but no one in America, with very rare exceptions, stood up for me when I was banned. In fact, some in radio who pose as conservatives ripped me apart, said that they did the right thing. But you wouldn't know any of that. Do you know who came to my side when it happened? Megyn Kelly. That's right, on Fox News. She did two segments on it. Do you know Bill O'Reilly said that they shouldn't have banned me? I bet you didn't know that. I never forget a friend, ever. Nor do I ever forget an enemy. But the thing is, they did. They were amongst the few. Laura Ingraham did, a few others. They were it. Other than that, no one said a word. And every poll in England said that I shouldn't have been banned. Even liberals in England said it was outrageous for them to have banned me from entering England. Even liberals said that. Even Muslims said it was crazy to ban me. Do you know that? I have all the quotes. I did a book on this years ago, Banned in Britain. But it's an old story. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because I was banned in Britain and now they want to ban Donald Trump for saying one word about Islam. One word. One word and the liberal fascists go insane, goose-stepping against anybody who dares stand up to them. It's not really about Muslims, by the way. It's about Donald Trump and his threat to the established order. That's all it is. They're using Muslims as an excuse to take down the only anti-establishment candidate that there is. They're terrified that the gravy train will come to an end. It's all about money. Why do you think these Republican stooges are against Donald Trump? Because it's a money train. They don't want a guy like him winning the presidency because he's liable to appoint really smart people to run everything who are not corrupt. and don't have their hands in the till. You think I'm joking, don't you? Can you imagine if he appointed me to run DHS? I mean, excuse me, HHS. Can you imagine what I would do inside the NIH and the NSF? Do you know what I would do with science funding in this country? Half of them would be out of work. Half of them would have to go to Saudi Arabia to look for a job because they produced nothing of worth in science or medicine for 30 years, and they've cashed in on the gravy train. Now, I'm giving you one example of one area that I know something about. Now, could you imagine if he appointed somebody in the Department of Homeland Security who put America's interests first instead of this Wall Street fraud, Jed Johnson, who should have been fired? Or what if he put somebody into immigration, ICE, who really cared about our borders, language, and culture? Can you imagine what would happen inside the Vatican and Catholic Charities and Lutheran Family Services and Baptist Family Services and Jewish Family Services and all of these other greedy front groups for Religion Incorporated? Can you imagine what would happen if Donald Trump actually took over this country and put somebody into ICE who cared about our borders, language, and culture? And moreover, do you have any idea that he might actually go after Obama and some of his minions if he's elected for crimes against America? You know, you don't understand what could happen if he wins. They do. They know better than you what might happen. So now they're using anything they can to try to bring him down. In this case, it's him saying that Muslims should not be allowed into the country. Now, remember, I didn't say it. He did. I said it another way. I said ban all immigrants for 7 years. It's in my book, Government Zero. Ban all immigrants for 7 years. We're swamped. The lifeboat is sinking. There's not enough water and food on the lifeboat for the immigrants. The only people pushing it are those who are profiting from the immigration industry. The immigration government complex is overwhelmingly rolling in money. Those would be the Religion Incorporated groups, as well as organizations such as Facebook, Zuckerberg, Microsoft, Bill Gates, Oracle, Larry Ellison. In my opinion, all of them just want cheap labor. They want more H-1B visas to drive the price of labor down. It's a given. It's not an invention. That's why they all hate Donald Trump, and that's why they want open borders. Throw Rubio into the mix as well, by the way.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287.
Savage Nation. So, Trump stepped in it, according to the liberals. The other Republican candidates who are liberals in wolf's clothing are screaming he's done this, he's done that, he's unqualified. And the lower they are on the totem pole, like Lindsey Graham, who's the worst of them all, has the worst things to say about him, incidentally. Now Britain wants to ban him. What's intriguing about that is that I don't know how they can ban someone for saying something about American immigration policy. So why would they ban him? Well, the reason they want to ban him from Britain is because he made a claim that police in London fear for their lives because some communities are so radicalized. Isn't that a fact? Is there a London policeman listening to the Savage Nation who wants to call us at 855-407-282 and tell us the truth on this issue? Let's take a couple of calls. Then we're going to play the actual Trump speech in this segment on the program. Dennis on WABC in New York City. What's your comment, please?
Michael, I just wanted to say that the three greatest tellers of truth in my lifetime were Lenny Bruce, Michael Savage, and Donald Trump. And each one of them has been banned in England.
You know, I saw that on the board, and I didn't know Lenny Bruce had been banned from entering England. And I looked it up. He was. He was put on a plane and sent back to New York in 1963. Of course, in his case, it was obscenity. In my case, it was political, let us say, sensitivity on the part of the British.
Religions Incorporated. He did that.
Remember that one? Yes. Yeah. Remember that? I remember that album. I was a young kid, and when that came out, I was just amazed by this guy's ability to be a satirist like that.
The three best tellers of the truth in the world have been banned in England. That wouldn't even exist if not for our help.
Well, my friend, you're right. I appreciate it. I didn't know you put me in category now with Lenny Bruce. I guess that's a good thing. I don't like the way he ended up. I mean, if I end up like Trump, I'd say okay, but I don't. All right, Dennis, gifts today go out to you, Government Zero, for, are you Jewish or Christian?
Savage.
Are you Jewish or Christian, Dennis?
I'm Jewish.
You're getting a Hanukkah gift.
Oh, really?
Yep. You can put it under your menorah, government zero. It's night number three. You light the third candle tonight. Later on, I want to tell you about the beautiful universalist meaning of the Hanukkah ceremony. Incidentally, I did it years ago. It's really a good story. 855-472-82 is the phone number. Trump's statement is the issue. Trump on Muslims has now ignited a firestorm. You know, people are saying he's this and he's that, but maybe they're thinking about it. That's why they're so angry. Why is the statement so controversial? Well, maybe there's a scintilla of reason in it. Could that be? Now, what did he actually say? It was actually a two-paragraph statement on preventing Muslim immigration on his campaign website that set this off. Did you know that? So let's listen to the actual statement itself, which he made, I think, after that came out. Isn't that true? To qualify and clarify. And then you have to judge for yourself. I'm not here to wash the speech. I'm not here to brainwash you. I am not Barry Obama. Listen to the whole thing, 2 minutes long, Donald Trump on Muslims.
I watched last night, and I watched a president, truly, that didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know why he was there. He refuses to use the term radical Islamic terrorism. He refuses to use the term. I don't even know if he knows what the hell's going on. I really don't. Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice. According to Pew Research, among others, there is a great hatred toward Americans by large segments of the Muslim population. Most recently, a poll from Center for Security Policy released data showing 25% of those polled agreed that violence against Americans, these are people that are here, by the way, people here, 25, not 1%. By the way, 1% would be unacceptable. 1% is unacceptable. 25% of those polled agreed that violence against Americans here in the United States is justified as part, think of that, as part of the global jihad. I was the same person. I got to tell you, so far, the security is not doing a great job in here. I'll tell you that. We can be politically correct and we can be stupid, but it's going to get worse and worse. Until we are able to determine and understand this problem and the dangerous threat it poses, our country cannot be the victim of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad.
Well, that's the speech, and that's his justification regarding the ban the Muslim speech, which will be the fulcrum of his ascent to the White House or descent from the White House. This will be the point at which it goes one way or the other. Now, in World War II, the very liberal Democrat President Franklin D. Roosevelt had some interesting actions and statements to make about Japanese, German, and I will remind you, Italian aliens during World War II. Did you know that? And Trump is relying upon Roosevelt's actions as precedent. Did you know that? And yet the idiots, Paul D. Ryan, who's a front for Hillary Clinton, he's not a Republican at all. Ryan works for the whole establishment is one lump. Ryan, Clinton, Reid, they're all the same. Of course, Hillary jumped in on it. She knows something about hate, so she says, hate is not an American value. That's funny coming from the Clinton machine. Sidney Blumenthal's known for his love and his love affair with the truth. Jeb Bush, the loser, attacked Trump. Lindsey Graham, the loser, called him a xenophobic, race-baiting, religious bigot. Well, Lindsay, I would say that applies to you more than it does to him. Ted Cruz is the only one who declined to join in the attacks. Ted Cruz said, I commend Donald Trump for standing up and focusing America's attention on the need to secure our borders, he said. Good for him. He didn't stab him in the back when he had the opportunity. He's not that tight. Now, the ban that Trump is talking about would apply only to foreign Muslims. Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski said that Trump's proposal would apply to everybody, including Muslim tourists and Muslims seeking immigration visas, according to the Associated Press. The ban would not apply to American citizens who are Muslim, by the way. He said this does not apply to people living in the country. The ban would bring home Muslim Americans in the military. Donald, what about the members of our U.S. military who are Muslims serving overseas tonight? What do you say to them? They want to come home, said one of the spokesmouths on Fox. He said they will come home, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to take care of the Muslims that are living there. Here, Trump responded. But we have to be vigilant. We have two of them living here, and they had guns, and everybody that they had, tremendous. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. So we're at a fulcrum now, a changing point, a turning point, rather, in American history, because Obama wants to triple down and flood America with Muslims from Syria. 0.4% of the Syrian refugees who've been brought in by Barry Hussein Obama have been Christian. If you tell me this is not an invasion of Muslims, I'd like to know what is. Fact. Tell me why your president, who's so upset with Trump's statement, is bringing in so many Muslims and so few Christians who are really the ones who are being persecuted the most in Syria. After all, whose churches are being burned to the ground? Christian churches. Why have Christians been driven out of the Middle East? The head of the UN said that soon there will be no Christians living in the Middle East. Yet Obama doesn't want them here. Well, he did say he wants to fundamentally transform America. I guess he wants you to understand what he really meant by that. Yeah. The Marxist Islamist doctrine is what he meant by that. Fundamentally transform America. It wasn't good enough that they took a low life like him, an unknown nobody, a senator who showed up half the time when he showed up at all and didn't even vote, and they made him president. That's the country he hates so much. He and his wife hated this country when they first became the first family. You forgot their speeches and statements. And so they don't like the country very much, and they want to change it. And I asked when he said that, what's his model? I asked it in a few books ago. What is Obama's model when he says he wants to fundamentally transform America? What nation does he have in mind? What does he want us to look like? Does anyone have any idea now what he wants us to look like? Certainly not like America. He certainly doesn't want this country to look or be like America. And so we can talk about that if you'd like. But I said very clearly, stop all immigration for 7 years. And I believe my proposal is better than his for two reasons. One, we don't need any more immigrants right now. We have to absorb and assimilate those who are here. We also have to evaluate those who are here. We need to slam the borders shut. We need to go through all the aliens in America with all of our intelligence agencies and police agencies and find out which one of them want to do us harm, which ones amongst them are on the run from law in their own land, which ones might be criminals, which ones might be terrorists on the run. Don't you think we should clean house first? So I say ban all immigration for 7 years. What's wrong with that idea? Who said that we need immigrants in America? We hear there's an unemployment rate that's much higher than the government reports. We know that 50% of Americans don't work, so the jobs are not plentiful. So what do we need immigrants for? Tell me what do you need them for? Tell me why. Let's go to the fundamental question. What do you need immigrants for in America? I want to know the answer to that question. We have a high unemployment rate, much higher than the government's reporting. We have 50% of the population that's not working. So where are the immigrants going to go? On welfare, food stamps, bigger welfare state, makes it better for big government. See how that works? Big church, big religion, big government, religion incorporated. Big religion likes them. Big religion wants them. Especially the Catholic Church wants more immigrants. See, the American people kind of walked away from the pews And they need to stock the old pews again. No better way to do it than bring them in from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua. And then they have customers again for the movie. They have customers for their old movie. Movie got tired. Most Americans got tired of that movie. Then you had the molestation scandal. And so the churches started to thin out. The movie got old and it got a little stale and people stopped going. But meanwhile, the edifices are there. They're very, very expensive edifices. You got to fill the theater somehow. So you got to get a whole new audience for that show. They know where to go for the audience. And the same thing is going on in the Jewish religion. Most modern Jews are not religious. I mean, they're culturally Jewish, but they don't really believe in anything. Yeah, once a year they'll practice a holiday, they'll light a candle. They'll go to see their grandfather in a nursing home around the holiday. But the majority of American Jews are not at all religious. They don't even identify with their religion, to be frank with you, and we all know that. So where are they going to get new people in that religion? I don't know. Import them? Immigration? You know, religion itself is the question. If you want to know the truth, Trump touched on something interesting. He said, ban all Muslims. I'm telling you that the whole issue of religion needs to be discussed in America. Maybe we're living with an outdated model to begin with. You mean just because somebody calls something a religion makes it a religion? How about that for a statement to chew on for a while? If a man comes along with a book that he writes, and in this book he says, I want to kill anybody who doesn't practice my form of belief. Anyone who doesn't practice my form of belief is a bad person who should be killed or have his throat cut. I don't like women because I'm a misogynist, so I want to destroy a young girl's opportunity to have any sexual pleasure. I'm going to do things to her body. Let's see what else we can put in there. You get the picture where you say, that's not a religion? They can't have that in a pluralistic country like ours. Okay, really? All right. Well, I'm glad that book doesn't exist. I am so glad that such a religion doesn't exist, because I wouldn't want it practiced in my beautiful, advanced nation. Would you? Well, we know that doesn't exist. It's only in the minds of Donald Trump. It's only in the minds of Donald Trump that there's a religion that preaches these things and says, by the way, things about the infidel that you won't believe. Now, having said that, let's be real. Let's be very real, and let's draw a strong firewall between what you think I'm saying and what I'm actually saying. Most Muslims, the great majority of Muslims, statistically, absolutely abhor terrorism. Do they? I'll be back. We'll read the polls on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO. Dear media, the San Bernardino terrorists were from which religion? Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, or Islam. Dear media types attacking Donald Trump, tell me what was found inside the terrorist woman's mother's car. Did you catch up with the news yet? Car registered to the mother of the vermin who shot those people up. They found GoPro packaging, that's a camera, folks, in the media, to broadcast the killings. A hammer and vice grips found by the FBI in a car belonging to San Bernardino shooter's mother. Did you know that mommy dearest, Muslim mama dearest, live with her son and daughter-in-law, those who massacred 14 last Wednesday? You know that this wonderful, wonderful, peaceful woman lived in the same house as where the couple amassed thousands of rounds of ammo and built pipe bombs? Did you know the FBI agents found these items in mama dearest's car? She's not been charged, by the way. Attorney General Lynch says she can't charge her. No, but she can charge you for hate speech. Where is Mama Dearest? Where is Rafia Farouk today? On a vacation somewhere? They searched in the wake of the massacre. And apparently our Attorney General is not concerned as to what was found in Mommy Dearest's Lexus. But she's concerned with what is found in your speech. Now you understand why Trump is surging in the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have places in London and other places that are so radicalized that the police are afraid for their own lives. We have to be very smart and very vigilant.
Welcome to the unreality show of the Savage Nation. So we had a terrorist attack last week, and right away they're attacking Donald Trump rather than the mother or the father or even the terrorists themselves. The left hates Trump more than they do the terrorists who killed so many last week. The left is so insane that the vitriol that they should have, let us say, feasted upon the vermin who did this there instead of throwing it at Trump. Speaking of that attack last week, did you know that the murderer, the man murderer, left out his jacket? He went there, had an argument at the banquet, and then he left, leaving his jacket behind. Do you know why he left his jacket behind? Raise your hand if you know why he did that. It was staged. He wanted to get away with mass murder. He thought that the planned explosion from the pipe bombs would have obliterated the remains, but they would have found his jacket. And they would have said, well, he died with the others. The terrorist is dead. They were trying to escape these two pieces of garbage. And the mother, Mommy Dearest, who lived in the apartment with the terrorists. Mommy Dearest, did you hear what they found in Mommy Dearest's car? And Obama hasn't had her arrested yet. You hear this? Loretta Lynch, who wants to arrest you for speech, has not arrested Mommy Dearest or Papa Dearest. Saeed Farouk, not arrested. Even though he gave an interview with La Stampa in Italy, where he said he knew his son had been radicalized. Now it turns out Mommy Dearest, Rafia, who lived with them, did you hear what they found in a car? Oh, you've been focused on what Trump said? They found GoPro packaging for the cameras, a hammer, and vice grips were pulled out of Mommy Dearest's car. Alexis, by the way. They were doing very, very well indeed in America. Came here, hated America from the second they got on the plane. And they plotted this and they did it. They lived in the same house with the mother. And she didn't know anything about it. No. Rafia Farouk has not been charged. But Attorney General Lynch said that her possible knowledge of involvement is being looked at very closely. I wonder if she's going to have time to look at Rafia Farouk's relationship to her son and daughter-in-law with all of her busy time is spent attacking Chicago police and anyone in America who dares say one word that she doesn't like about Islam. So that's the beginning of hour number two. And there's no better place for me to begin about this Donald Trump controversy than with the Donald Trump controversy. And we played his speech in the last hour. And Trump knows what's going on. In fact, this is not what he said that set off the shockwave, but you should hear clip number five. Robert, play that one.
We are at war with radical Islamic terrorism.
Right,
we
not
are at war,
all
whether
Islam.
You like it or whether you
not
like
all
it.
Islam.
We have a president that made a fool out of himself the other night. He doesn't even mention the term. He refuses to use the term.
That's Perry Como's son, the one who didn't know how to sing or went into television, whatever his name is. He was trying to interrupt Trump. So then Trump calls for a shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. in clips. Let's hear clip three, the short version of his statement.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. You have no choice. We have no choice.
Well, that set the libs off. They went insane. The anti-free speech monsters went insane and attacked them, obviously. Now Britain is considering banning him for something he said about police being afraid to go into neighborhoods in Britain, which is very interesting. And I want to go back in time for a moment, and I want to play for you a tape from 2009 when I woke up and found out that I was banned from entering Britain. There's a reason I'm doing it. One is to glorify myself, because that's my job. If I'm not for myself, who will be? But it's also to show you the broader problem of what happens when somebody says something in the West today that's on the side of nationalism, borders, language, and culture. Let's hear it.
Among those excluded, two leaders of a violent Russian skinhead gang, a former
Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard and a neo-Nazi, but also a radio talk show host.
Now, I will say this, that when I awoke this morning in the 7 o'clock range and went down to my computer, I turned on various websites. I was shocked, and I thought I was seeing things when it said that Michael Savage Band in England. Said, am I seeing? So the first thought I had was, darn, there goes the summer trip to receive their dental care. And then I'm going to have to give up my summer trip where I was going to do a tour of British restaurants for their famous cuisine. But then it dawned on me who they had linked me with. I thought this is a joke or a mistake. They linked me up with Russian skinheads who had murdered 10 people, Islamists who had smashed in the heads of Jewish children with rifle butts, preachers in the UK who call for the destruction and overthrow of the government. How could they put Michael Savage in the same league with mass murderers when I have never avowed violence? Had I avowed violence, I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't have lasted 15 minutes. In fact, my opinions are more in keeping with the mainstream of America than you would like to believe. I want to remind you, though, that the whole point of the First Amendment, which we enjoy in America, and apparently these Brits do not enjoy, is to protect offensive speech, not polite speech. Let me repeat that. The whole point of the First Amendment was to protect offensive speech, not polite speech. And I want to remind you, liberals, whatever happened to your famous sayings from the 60s, I may disagree with you, but I will fight to the death your right to say it. Will they ban my listeners from attending, going to their wonderful, great nation as well? I mean, I've been banned from Britain. I hadn't planned on going there. I hadn't been there in over 25 years. And when I woke up this morning, I thought, this can't be true. But the point is, today it's me, tomorrow it's someone else. And my second reaction was that the land of the Magna Carta has now become the land of the Mini Carta. They published 16 of the 22 names of those banned from England since October. But they didn't include six additional names. Right? Now, I'd like to know who it is who put together this list. I'd like to know which six names are not being published. I'd like to know why they have not banned, for example, Kim Jong-il II, who allegedly has starved over a million of his own fellow countrymen to death. Is Kim Jong-il banned from England? What about Chavez, Hugo Chavez? Is he banned from England? He has driven half the Jews out of his nation with his hate talk. Is he banned by Home Secretary Jackie Smith? No, she picked an easy target. She doesn't know my show, obviously, but somebody in America sent her my name, and as a result of this, I'm going to sue her. I have seven lawyers working on this right now. Britain defamed Michael Savage.
I don't want to indulge myself any further, but this was a big, big moment in my life. It cost me many nights of worry and a lot of money, and I'm still banned from entering the United Kingdom. Now they want to ban Donald Trump again for speech, not for any actions. And this is why they have Muslims in the country who call for death to the Queen, death to free speech, you name it. So it's a nation of cowards and fools that want to ban Donald Trump. Jason, WFTL, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic today?
Hello, Mike. I just think I absolutely agree with Donald Trump and what he said. It's very... honest what he's saying, because he's trying to protect the American people. I come from a country, England, and I'm an American now, but I come from England, and, 20 years ago, if we'd have had somebody like Trump over there to stop the rot, because England now is inundated with Muslims, and you can't say a thing about them. You can't say a thing about them, because if you do, You get reported of this, reported of that, and then you're classed as a racist. We can't even fly our flag no more because we might offend some Muslims.
Can you imagine the Union Jack was banned by the British government because it might offend Muslims? Can you imagine giving a country up like that without firing a shot?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I understand that that's happening here in America, Jason, and we all don't know if we can survive another year of the reign of terror of the junta running America right now. I'm sending you a Christmas gift. Government zero. Speaking of Christmas, I want to say something again. I said it to you last week. Because of the Muslim attacks on Christians and Jews around the world and the hatred being spewed against Christians and against Jews around the world, you know, there's a silver lining to this. This just might make the Christian world reaffirm their own faith. This just might be God's will to make Christians recognize that unless they themselves stand up for their own beliefs in their own religion, their own culture, they're not going to have it at all. They're going to lose it entirely. This could be seen in a positive manner. This means that if you're a Christian, maybe you ought to wear a cross again and not be ashamed of it. Maybe you should go to church once in a while and join your fellow Christians in worshiping in your church again before it's converted to some other house of faith, if you get the drift. Maybe this is there's a silver lining in all of this. Maybe America will assert its own national sovereignty as a result of this hatred coming at us from so many places on earth, including within this nation itself. You never know. You'll never know. 855-407-2822 is the phone number. We're talking about the number one topic, the only topic anyone's talking about, which is the aftermath of the San Bernardino attacks by those Muslim terrorists, and Donald Trump's statement that, frankly, you heard the statement. I'm not going to repeat it over and over again and paraphrase him. And the people who had nothing to say about the terrorist attacks, those who were most silent about the Muslim terrorist attacks, are now most vocal in the vociferous racist attacks against Donald Trump. That tells you all you need to know about the falsehood of liberalism. 855-400-728. There's so much I want to say to you right now. I'm holding back for a number of reasons. And the primary reason is that I think you need to make up your own mind. Because I did tell you that I was going to tell you what I thought Donald Trump's speech would mean with regard to the long run to the White House. And I will do so. I'll tell you that right now when I come back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COI. Well, it's a very dangerous world we're in, where if you say one word, you're excommunicated by the media and by the government, obviously. Donald Trump is in a new world. He's a man who's been in the entertainment and business world where he more or less could say anything he wants. He's been successful at it. Now he's entered another world, which is the world of politics, which is a vicious, cruel, undemocratic world. And I live in it myself. I have for 21 years. I have been on this whitewater journey for 21 years. And the thing is you can't say certain things even if they're rational or correct. He could have put it another way, and I do think he made a mistake. And I think I should get right to the point, because I don't have a lot of time in this segment, and it takes me a while to say things that I think are very important. They're going to be quoted. Will this affect his run for the presidency? Yes. Positively or negatively? Answer, negatively. Now you say, well, wait a minute. Do you agree or disagree with him? I want to put that aside for it. It doesn't matter whether I agree with him or disagree with him at all. What matters now is whether or not this increased or decreased his chances to beat Hillary Clinton. She is unqualified to be the president. You know that if there was a fair media, she would have been disqualified from the get-go because they would have focused on Benghazi. They would have focused on the Arab Spring. They would have continuously harped on the fact that her Arab Spring policy caused this massive, massive refugee crisis around the world. She did it. She owns that. She owns that. So it's an unfair media landscape, and you've got a dumb electorate out there. Now, given that we have an unfair, biased, criminal media and a stupid electorate, now take Trump's comments and understand what I'm going to say. Don't take me out of context. If he runs and he's on the ballot, I'll vote for him. Let me make that very clear. But there's a vast number of people who are not conservative, who are middle of the road. There are a vast number of Democrats, so-called, I don't know what to call them, Reagan Democrats, who are undecided, who are going for him. They're all cowards. They're terrified of their own shadow. They're afraid of their own feelings, and they don't want to ever look like they're bad people. They're not going to vote for him. The middle of the roaders, the swing voters, are not going to vote for him because of this. That's my opinion. It doesn't mean I want that to happen. I consider Donald Trump a great candidate. I'd love to see him as president. I am telling you the reality as I see it. Now you have another hurdle to overcome. Forget the biased communist media. Forget all of the useless idiots in the media who hate anybody who's a nationalist and loves their own country. With the exception, unless you're from Somalia or Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, then they genuflect on their hands and knees and salute your nationalism. But put that aside. Let me repeat what I just said to you. You got the delegates to deal with. You've got the Republican delegates that he's got to swing over to his side. Who are they? Who are the delegates? And what are they going to say with regard to a thing like this when they're afraid of their own shadow? So you have a very serious problem here. It could be a fatal error that he made. I didn't say I want it to be. I know you don't want to hear this. I know you want me to get up on the radio and go gung-ho. He's right. I agree with him 100%. You know, full steam ahead. That's not what I'm going to say. I just told you what I believe. I believe it was a fatal mistake because I certainly wouldn't have said it. In my book, Government Zero, which was very carefully written, by the way, I said ban all immigrants for 7 years, didn't I? Did I say ban all Muslim immigrants? No. I didn't say it because I don't think that's the right approach. I think it's ban all immigrants for 7 years. That's what I believe should have been said. People make mistakes. I made mistakes. He's fallible. He made a mistake. Now, the only question is, do you think he can overcome this mistake? The base will be with him now no matter what he does. The base will be with him no matter what he does. We're not talking about the base, the conservative base. We're talking about we're not talking about the commie liberal socialist Islamist welfare base. We're talking about the vast number of swing voters. Think about them when you think about whether what Donald Trump said will hurt him or help him.
Helping the enemy of this nation. He is empowering radical Islam, and if he knew anything about the world at all, you would know that most Muslims reject this ideology, and they've died in by the thousands trying to combat this radical ideology. You're undercutting their efforts. You're slandering their sacrifice.
That's Lindsey Graham, the loser. He has no standing whatsoever. He's nothing but a failed trial lawyer, and he took every shot he could at Donald Trump because he figured that's the best way to get even with him. But the fact is that Donald Trump is driving the biggest question there is, which is immigration. He started the immigration debate. If it wasn't for him, those losers on the Republican ticket wouldn't even be talking about immigration. They would have gone along with everything else. The budget, right? You wouldn't even be talking about immigration, was it not for Donald. Now, I'll tell you right now, the topic of Muslims is going to become a topic in America because of Donald Trump. Irrespective of whether it helps or hurts him for the presidency, the issue of Muslims is going to be discussed in America. Now, people are saying that he made a big mistake because if you single people out for their religion, you're violating the Constitution. Well, they're right. But here's the conundrum. For the Islamists, Islam is not a religion. It's a political force. It's a combination of a religion and a political ideology. I'm sure you've heard this before. It's not novel to my show. It is a religio-political organization for many terrorists. In other words, the terrorists are not... let's put it another way, maybe a way that's more palatable to those of you with reason. Islam is a religion to those who practice Islam. Now, we're told over and over again that the terrorists don't represent Islam. Isn't that right? Is that what we hear from Obama and the liberal press? That the terrorists and ISIS are not Muslims. Didn't we hear that? Is that true or not? Haven't we heard that 100 times? The terrorists in ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the others are not Muslims. Well, they call themselves the Islamic State. I don't know how you could say they're not Muslims. They're a fundamentalist branch of Islam. They are Muslims for sure. But they're practicing a political rather than a purely religious form of their religious system. They want to impose their political view upon everyone around them, not their religious view. They want to impose their political view, the Islamic State view. So you could look at it that way if you want. It's a debate for sure. Let's take some calls on this issue of Donald Trump's statement about Muslims and immigration. Nick on WABC, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
I would like to point out that part of the discomfort from Donald Trump's, and I'm a Trump supporter, by the way, but part of the discomfort from what he just said comes from the fact that it could potentially result in permanence. Your 7 years of no immigration policy is better simply because it has a time limit. What does Trump's find out what the hell is going on actually mean? You know, what can we
hope? I don't know. What do you think it means, since you're a reasonable, thoughtful man?
That's the problem. I can't figure it out, because at this point you could say, well, we can't bring Islamic mass shooting situations. We can't bring that down to zero. It's almost impossible to do that. Would that mean just simply eradicating ISIS from the globe? Would that be considered the find out what the hell is going on situation? Is patching up the leak somehow finding out what's going on? And at that point, a smarter man than me would have to figure out how to do that.
Well, I said point blank, as I've stated in Government Zero in the 40 Solutions to Save America, ban all immigration for 7 years. What's wrong with that idea?
I actually prefer it, because at least then we can. It's something that can be held to account.
And it's interesting, why did I say 7 years? I said ban all immigrants because I believe it. Number one, I don't care what the person's religion or race is. We cannot afford to bring in immigrants endlessly into a nation that's sinking in its own wake, number one. But number two, why do you think I chose the biblical 7 years? Because the 7 years is very, very biblical. It's the 7-year sabbatical cycle, etc. And of course, the academics understand what 7 years mean. But let's go back from that. Ban all immigrants for 7 years. You agree with that one, though, right?
Yeah, I would prefer it. It gives you something to hold, that we can hold you to account for.
Interesting. So you're saying, in essence, you're a little concerned about the ban that Trump is saying, because it's an open-ended thing. It can mean forever, right?
That's my concern, is that it's open-ended.
Well, someone would say, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is you can't get that passed. A lot of things,
right.
And I think.
See, now you. But Nick, see, you're saying what I'm saying. Saying something and doing something are two different things. And then there's a political reality. There's a political quotient to every statement that a candidate makes. And we're dealing with a communist Islamist media. We know that. We know how slimy they are. We know that these people have no integrity and no character whatsoever. We know that they hate American values. We know that they fought against everything decent in this country for the last 40 years. So you have to understand that everything needs to be taken in the context in which it is going to be heard, not just saying it. We know Trump supporters love him. We know that no matter what he says, they're going to love him even more. We also know that most Trump supporters would like to see Muslims banned indefinitely, by the way, because they don't want America's primary Christian Judeo or Judeo-Christian basis eroded any further, by the way. You've never seen this kind of groundswell come up from the people, the prairie fire against Mexicans, have you? And you know why? Because people say, you know what, we look around, most of them work hard. We look at construction sites and restaurants. Guatemalans are working there, El Salvadorans, Nicaraguans. Moreover, they're Catholics. We actually understand that they're part of the culture in their own way. They're in the Americas. They've been here longer than most of us, right? Isn't that why most people never got that worked up over those people?
I would agree with that.
Well, there you go. It's a very difficult thing that I just said, but I said it. Why have we not seen such a shockwave about immigration with regard to illegal immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Honduras? Well, there's been a lot of dissension over it. But it's never come to this, and there's a reason for it. Stay on the line. I'll send you Government Zero for Christmas, assuming you are a Christian. If you're a Zoroastrian, I'll send it to you for whatever the appropriate Zoroastrian holiday season it is. And, you know, by the way, speaking of holidays, we are in the holiday season. Most people are tuned out. Most people are tuned out from radio. They're not even listening to the political world anymore. Am I wrong or right about that? Maybe I'm wrong. I think most people are not. They're not tuned in. The audience that I have is very tuned in, but the average person is tuned out of politics right now. Now, why is it the media jumped down Donald's throat? Because the answer is because they could. Why have they let Hillary get away with virtual murder? She destroyed several nations single-handedly, caused the refugee crisis that the world is dealing with. Why has Jake Tapwater not said a word about it? Why has George Staphylococcus said nothing about it. Why have all of these people in the peanut gallery of the left have nothing to say about Hillary's crimes against humanity? Why are they jumping down Trump's throat? The answer is in the question, because they're working for her. The government media complex is 99% Democrat. 97% of all people in the media agree with Hillary Clinton, because 97% of them have no soul whatsoever. They're left-wing fanatics. They hate our borders. They hate our language. They hate our culture. They're citizens of the world. So when they see the opposition, the only opposition that can take her down, make a mistake in their mind, they go after him like the jackals that they are. What do you think about Trump's comments? WABC Mike, your opinion counts. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your comment, please?
Yeah, I'm a Trump supporter on everything else, but the comment he made about banning Muslims could either hurt him and it could be his downfall. God forbid something happens in the States, if it's a terror attack, you know the media is going to, and the liberals are going to spin it and blame it on him, and that can happen.
Wait, you mean because if a Muslim attack, if there's another Muslim attack, they'll blame Trump? How?
Somehow they would.
Oh, in other words, they'll say they wouldn't have done it, but they did it because of him. And in fact, it's very clever. ISIS is liable to say they're attacking because of Trump. I see what you're saying. Yeah, with a little help from Jake Tapwater, I'm sure they can get away with it. They ought to hire Jake Tapwater as a PR agent. He'd do a better job for ISIS than he's doing for the American media. Yeah, I see what you're saying. They could easily blame him. All right, my friend, Christmas gift goes out to you. Government Zero, still in the stores. Doing very well, thank you, despite the media ban and the blacklist. Do you think this is going to hurt or help him? What do you think about Michael Savage being banned in Britain? What do you think about the fact that I said something on the show that you didn't even know? That the very few people who came to my aid and said this is wrong in 09 included Bill O'Reilly and Megyn Kelly. Did you know that? It's hard to believe. It can be found on YouTube. But I can't say the same for folks in the radio sphere. The only one who did was Laura Ingram. She was outraged by it. Nobody else that I know of. Maybe I'm mistaken. Say, why is that a big deal? Well, because now look what's happening. They want to ban him from Britain. And he's not even running for office in Britain. Here's an interesting story from a very important man. The former commander of U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now listen to who this man is. This is one of the top soldiers in the history of America. The former commander of U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan and Iraq said that without the Iraq war, the Islamic State wouldn't exist today, according to an interview with the German newspaper Der Spiegel. I didn't want you to miss this. Did you hear this? General Flynn served in the U.S. Army for more than 30 years. He was stationed in Afghanistan and Iraq from 04 to 07. He said he regretted his role in the Iraq war and said the terrorist attacks on 9/11 led the U.S. to create disastrous military policies. He says that Bush, Cheney, and Colin Powell presented false intelligence about Hussein's weapons of mass destruction program and alleged links to al-Qaeda. He also highlighted the consequences of toppling Middle Eastern dictators, a strategy to continue with Obama's intervention in Libya. He said it was a huge error. As brutal as Saddam Hussein was, it was a mistake to just eliminate him. The same is true of Gaddafi and for Libya. By the way, I said the same thing now for many months, and I'm not a special forces commander. It's common sense. But Flynn concludes by saying the historic lesson is that it was a strategic failure to go into Iraq. History will not be and should not be kind with that decision. Did you know any of this? He said, first we went to Afghanistan where al-Qaeda was based, then we went to Iraq. Instead of asking ourselves why the phenomenon of terror occurred, we were looking for locations. This is a major lesson we must learn in order not to make the same mistakes again. Before his retirement, Mr. Flynn served as assistant director of national intelligence inside the Obama administration. Did you know that? In the DEI? He added that the shift to international operations, such as attacks in Paris, Lebanon, Mali, and the attack on a Russian airline in Egypt, showed that Islamic State has a developed structure in place. It's a very worrisome statement. It means that our foreign policy was all wrong. Bush was wrong. Cheney was wrong. Powell was wrong, the Iraq war was wrong, the Afghanistan war was wrong, and this is not coming from a flaming radical on a college campus. This man was the commander of special forces, served in the military for 30 years. It's an amazing story. He said that we're too dumb. U.S. Ex-U.S. intelligence chief blames Iraq war, poor strategy for the rise of ISIS. Back in a minute on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. You have no choice.
That's all anybody's talking about. Now, one of the best statements about this, other than my own, is found on jihadwatch.org. And here's what Robert Spencer wrote. He said, I am no fan of Trump, but is what he said here really so outrageous? No one has some natural right to enter the U.S. Trump is suggesting a temporary measure, and in view of the intelligence failures involved in Tashfeen Malik's passing background checks from both the FBI and DHS, and the stated plan of the Islamic State to embed jihadis among the refugees, and the fact that two of the Paris jihadis were recent arrivals into Europe as refugees, it is prudent to call a halt and try to devise some genuinely effective vetting measures, although that will be impossible as long as Obama's policy of denying the reality of jihad continues. Spencer goes on. Most of our commitment to multiculturalism and diversity override any concern for national security. He asks, must our commitment to multiculturalism and diversity override any concern for national security? So he knows what he's talking about. He knows that the punks and cowards in the liberal media are just so glad to be able to pin the tail on the donkey and call Trump racist and a bigot. They'd rather call him a racist and a bigot than call the two murderers who are Muslims murderers, racists, and bigots. Did you know that? Have you heard any of the liberals who are attacking Trump say anything as angry about the two Muslims who slaughtered so many last week, or the Paris murderers? Have they said anything as nasty about them? Of course not. Of course not, because they're cowards and liars. So they save it for him. It's that simple. Andre on KSFO, you'll have the last word in this hour. Fire away. Go ahead, please. You have 1 minute.
Just so glad to be here.
Andre, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, first of all, I almost feel silly saying this, but I want to thank you for speaking the truth and writing the truth. There's so many people in England that want the Queen murdered. They want the Islamic flag over the British Parliament, and they can't even imprison those people. But, you know, they have the gall to not allow you into their country. I think that's a
true. That's right. That's what happened to your England. They took the flag down. They surrendered a long time ago, and now they want to ban Donald Trump. All right, my British friend, Andre, a book goes to you, Government Zero. I suggest heartily that you hide it in your luggage when you go back home for fear that you may be banned from entering your own nation. After all, in the land of the Magna Carta, which has become the Mini Carta, anything is possible except the outright ban of terrorists.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Mm-hmm. That's where old Barry wants to take us. Welcome to the Savage Nation. So the Union Jack was hijacked by the Labour Party in Britain. It no longer flies in England. Soon the ISIS flag is liable to fly over Whitehall. Meanwhile, in America, Old Glory is threatened to be taken down by the fools who are running this country into the ground. What I found astonishing about the aftermath of Trump's remarks is that a complete loser failure like Johnson, who runs DHS, who had nothing to say about his failures and was not fired by Barry from Honolulu for his failure last week, instead comes out and attacks Trump, calls him a bigot, calls him a racist. It's insane. Multiculturalism and diversity are trumping our very survival. The fools who run this country are afraid to be called racist or bigots, and meanwhile they keep going over the cliff, bringing in more jihad killers into the U.S. How many more attacks have to occur before we recognize that almost all of the attacks on America, I didn't say all, but almost all of the attacks on America are related to immigration, and more specifically, to Islam. Now, let's talk about the fact of Muslim immigration, the facts of Muslim immigration. ISIS, the Islamic State, has told its operatives entering the United States to appear moderate. Read it yourself on Jihad Watch. The Islamic State has explicitly instructed its operatives entering the U.S. to appear, quote, moderate. Don't wear a kaftan. Don't carry a Quran. Don't wear a beard. Don't go to a mosque. Did you hear this? You don't know any of this. But those who study them know exactly what the enemy is doing. And those of you who say, well, you can't make it a religious issue. Well, as I said to you, it's not about a religion. It's about a political organization, a political movement within a religion. The hatred is beyond belief. The hatred is beyond belief. These horrendous attacks on Americans are ongoing. And they're coming about when we have an administration that is bent over backwards to deflect any attention that is cast upon the Muslim community. It's shocking if I tell you that almost without exception, there's been almost no outcry from mainstream Muslim organizations after these attacks. Almost none. It's indiscernible. I haven't heard any of it. They've justified it. In fact, one of the heads of CARE said that we're responsible for it in part, blaming the victim. I didn't hear any screams about racism there. I didn't hear any screams about bigotry there from the Republican establishment or from the government media complex. So again, this thing about the Muslim thing is that Trump said, I think we need to play clip three, the short version. We should play the long version, Robert, the whole speech so people can hear it for themselves. Because let's play the shorty first. Clip three on the Savage Nation. What do you think about it?
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Well, that's shocking. And of course, the Republicans, so-called, who hate him because they're milquetoasts and have nothing to say about anything, including Paul Ryan, who you know is a plant of the Democrat machine, Chris Christie, whose blimp has lost its helium, Colley Fiorina, who, let's face it, has gotten nowhere, and others. You have to hear them in clip one as they rush to attack him more vociferously than he attacked the Muslims who did that travesty last week. Listen to one.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Paul Ryan.
This is not conservatism. What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for. And more importantly, It's not what this country stands for.
Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie.
This is the kind of thing that people say when they have no experience and don't know what they're talking about. We do not need to resort to that type of activity, nor should we.
Carly Fiorina.
That overreaction is as dangerous as Barack Obama's underreaction. We're now going to violate the constitutional rights of citizens because of Donald Trump? I don't think so.
Jay Johnson.
Irresponsible, probably illegal, unconstitutional, and contrary to international law. Un-American.
Republican Congressman Mike Turner.
Well, not only is it deplorable, it absolutely shows that Donald Trump is not qualified to be president of the United States or hold any elective office.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
And you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
Our country cannot be the victim of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad.
Well, there you have it for yourself. There's Jay Johnson of VHS calling Trump's remarks un-American, which I find interesting because I would say he's un-American. I would say that the entire Obama administration is un-American. And if they want to start a House of Un-American Activities Committee hearing, I would love it. I'd love to see an investigation of this administration to see just how American they are. I'd like to see how American the DHS is. I'd like to see how American the Department of Justice is. I'd like to see how American all of the departments under Hussein Obama really are. They want to start throwing around the mud about un-American. Isn't it odd where un-Americanism just came up? It came up from Jay Johnson of DHS, a man who failed us again last week and still has his job? I guess that's very American when you think about it. To fail the American people and keep your job. That's quite American in this time. But what do you think about it is the issue? Let's go to WDRC Line 4. Dan, WDRC Radio, what do you think about Trump's comments?
Mike, I'm a Trump supporter, but one thing I have a problem with about that comment is he could be very well pushing Muslims to the radical Islamic faith. He could be pushing Muslims to hate Americans only because of the fact he's alienating every Muslim in that religion. Do you not agree?
I don't think it'll be used that way by the liberals and by the Islamists. They're going to blame him now for their hatred. But the hatred goes back 1,400 years, by the way. That's something Jay Johnson ought to study, which is a little history. Maybe he didn't learn it in the law books. Islam has been at war with the world for 1,400 years. Do you know that, Dan?
The exact date? No, I didn't know it was 1,400 years. I did not know that.
No, it didn't start when Israel was created. As the college intellectuals would have you believe. It started a long time ago. I'm sending you a little copy of a history book called Government Zero, where the facts are there for you to look at for yourself. I don't make history up. I don't make it up whatsoever. The fact is, the facts are the facts, and you can't change history. It's that simple. You cannot change history. Islam has been at war with the West for 1,400 years. I'm sorry. It's a very uncomfortable statement. It makes people very nervous to believe that. But unfortunately, it's a historical fact. As Islam has emerged from the desert, it has tried to conquer the world. And it succeeded wildly in the first 25 years by beheadings, burnings, lynchings, rape, burning cities to the ground. And then it was stopped when Europe had had enough and beat them back and chased them out of Europe. I don't have to give you the history again. I've given it to you over and over again. It's been going on for a long time. And for a few hundred years, there was a sort of stasis between moderate Muslims and those around them. For a few hundred years, Jews and Christians and Muslims seemed to have gotten along. And then all of a sudden, a wildly insane thing occurred. The Wahhabi sect of Islam was developed out of Saudi Arabia from a cleric. Look it up, the Wahhabi sect. You know as the Wahhabi sect. And it preached a form of jihad that we're experiencing now ever since. And you have to ask yourself, when you know the historical fact, maybe you should talk about which branch of Islam is being practiced from those who are entering the country. Maybe that would help us determine whether or not they're liable to become a terrorist. Because it's certainly true that not all Muslims are terrorists, but it's certainly true that some of them are and will be terrorists and will hurt you and your family. And so you have to ask yourself, well, what branch of Islam do they practice? You see, we're so naive that when you say Islam, you think it's a single homogeneous group. It isn't any more than when you say Christian. We have no sophistication when it comes to Islam. We're even afraid to ask the question. Aren't there varieties of Islam, varieties of Christianity? Aren't there varieties of Judaism? Doesn't it range all over the place from the extremely liberal non-Jew Jews all the way to the other side, to the super religious Jewish people who take the Bible literally? The same is true in Islam. So maybe you ought to give it a, not a religious test, but a different kind of litmus test. Maybe you ought to look at what sect of Islam the individual is practicing. Why can't we have this adult discussion? Are we that naive and foolish? Must we think that everything is as black and white as some would have us believe? And so I'm trying to bring some reason to the discussion, incidentally. Now, the reason they want to ban Trump in England is because he said in clip 23 something. You have to hear clip 23 and tell me whether you think this is true or false. Listen to 23.
We have places in London and other places that are so radicalized that the police are afraid for their own lives. We have to be very smart and very vigilant.
Okay, well, there are places in London where the police are afraid to go. There's also places in Sweden where the Swedish police won't go. There are places in Denmark where the police won't go. There are places in France where the police won't go. Now, let me ask you something. In these places where the police won't go, in these ghettos in Europe, are these ghettos centers of Buddhism? No. Are they centers of Hinduism? No. Are these ghettos centers of Judaism? No. Are these ghettos centers of humanism? No. I mean, figure it out. Either where you want to live or you want to die. Either you want to use your brains or you want to use your sayings. What do you want to happen for this country to be safe? Let's put it another way. What would you do? All you Trump haters, all of you conservative haters, all of you haters of nationalism, what would you do to stop the next terrorist attack? I'd love to hear that. I'd like to hear some bright lawyers from around America and bright academics who listen to the show because they hate me. But they listen to me religiously because I'm getting through to them. I'm saying all the things that they know need to be said and thought about. I'd like to hear from progressive, liberals, Islamists, anybody. What would you do to stop the next terrorist attack? That's all I want to hear from. Jim, did you hear me? That's what I'm asking for. I don't know if my call screener can hear a word I'm saying. It's hard to say when he's busy screening calls, but that's all I want to hear. I'll be back to get those calls and more right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-26. Talking about the survival of the United States of America, whether we can survive the onslaught of Islamic terror. It's as simple as that. And everyone has a different idea. Now, of course, they're all jumping on Trump for what he said. But I asked liberals to call and tell me, and you, how you would stop the jihad that's going on around the world. Line 4, Daniel, WVNN Radio, welcome. Give us your opinion, please.
Yes, why don't we allow the president, unabridged, to be able to stop terrorism from being an easy sell? That's a major part of the problem, okay? And what is terrorism? Do we only call terrorism when something happens that it's, in other words, is what Dylann Roof done, is that a terrorism, what he did?
No, let's forget Dylann Roof. We're not talking about him. We're talking about Muslim terrorism in America and the world. Let's be focused. Let's not change the argument to make your point. How would you stop Muslim terrorists from killing people in the West is the question.
We have to stop it from being such an easy sell. We have to stop the propaganda that's going on from some of these so-called conservative radio stations. Okay, and I can.
What do you mean by the sell? I don't know what you're saying. You're talking in tongues. What do you mean the easy sell? What's an easy sell?
Well, you know, when you have foreign policy that does harm to these nations. Okay, does America really know what the foreign policies have been?
Do you know anything about the history? Do you know anything about the history of Arab Muslim conquests?
No, I'm not as arrogant enough to. No, I'm not.
Well, of course not. You're an uneducated man who's full of yourself and you know nothing. So right away you're blaming America for the attacks. You're blaming the victim, in other words.
No. Yes, we are victims. But you have to understand.
No. Why don't you listen and maybe you can learn something? Maybe you missed this in school. I don't know. Do you know anything about the history of conquest going back to the early days of the Muslim world?
So you're telling me that there's a direct correlation between that and what happens today?
Well, wait, sir, you're changing the discussion in order to not make your point, but to miss the point. Muslim power grew from the time of the death of Muhammad in 630 A.D. until 656, I believe, the death of Uthman. It conquered a huge, huge amount of territory. Arabia became Muslim, Egypt became Muslim, Persia became Muslim, Syria became Muslim. And do you know how it occurred in those 25 years? It's one of the most amazing stories of conquest in the whole history of the world. How was it done, Daniel?
Did
the Muslim Arabs conquer all these nations because of insults to Islam?
I don't know the answer to that, and I don't think that you know the answer to that. Okay?
Of course I do. That's why I have a radio show and you have nothing. That's why you're listening to me, is because secretly you want to learn something. You're tired of living in the ignorance that you have been dwelling in all your life. But you have to ask yourself some questions and be honest with yourself. Don't answer me. Answer yourself. How is it that in 25 years they were able to conquer all of these countries, and why did they conquer them? Did they conquer Persia because the Persians were anti-Muslim? Did they conquer Egypt, which at the time was not Muslim, because the Egyptians said something about Muslims? Of course not. Can't you put two and two together? It is a warrior political cult. And they're continuing to do now what their ancestors did then. It's a straight line, Daniel. It has nothing to do with our foreign policy. It has everything to do with their desire to conquer the world and convert the world. And who is they, Daniel? The Islamists, Daniel.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Everyone's asking who Jet Johnson is, the head of this shadowy man. No one knows who he is. He failed us in Boston. I believe he was, I don't know if he was Homeland, but let's say he failed us last week, and he went silent and dark. No one heard from him. Now he pops up and says, watch out for hateful speech. Copying what Lynch said the other day, whatever her first name is. Who is this man? How can they take people like this and make them in charge of protecting us? What does the name Jem mean? It's pronounced J, taken from a Liberian chief who reportedly saved his grandfather's life, while his distinguished grandfather, Dr. Johnson, was on a League of Nations mission to Liberia in 1930. Okay, so now we know. Liberian chief. Very nice. Very good. And he was a trial lawyer for a big firm on Wall Street. He was born in New York City, the son of Norma, who worked for Planned Parenthood. Oh, okay. That's very reassuring. Okay, and let's move on. He was an associate at Paul Weiss in New York, etc. You get the picture. Worked for Bill Clinton, worked his way up, blah, blah, blah. Obama loved him so much, he made him the head of the Department of Homeland Security, where he's done a knock-up job, just the greatest job in the world. Fantastic job. Wonderful Democrat, liberal. Just what you'd expect. Disappears after a terrorist attack, and then tells us not to say the wrong thing about Muslims. It leaves you speechless. This is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, who in any other nation would have been fired at the very least, if not indicted for, malpractice? The terror attack occurred last week, and this jerk is telling us not to vilify Muslims. And to top it off, he's going to hold a press conference at a mosque tied to Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas. This is Jed Johnson. Does anyone know who this man is? Does anyone know why Obama has not fired him? Does anyone know why this jerk still has his job? The answer is quite clear, because we have no opposition press, no opposition party, and the people are completely stymied, not knowing why this government is so soft-peddling Muslim terrorism in America and around the world. So, okay, here we are. So who is ISIS? The best I could figure it out, This is a direct result of Obama withdrawing troops from Iraq prematurely. When his general said, don't withdraw all American troops from Iraq because you're going to create a power vacuum, it's exactly what happened. So Obama owns ISIS. He created them. By taking all our troops out after they had died and been maimed, subduing and pacifying the Sunni triangle. Remember the Sunni triangle in the heyday of the Iraq war? This is now the cancer, the center of the cancer. They were subdued. Obama said, now let's all leave Iraq and we'll all get along. Well, okay, he owns this. So these are Saddam Hussein's, the best I can figure out, extremely experienced, murderous, revolutionary guard. Do you remember when Bush went into Iraq, what happened? Remember he stopped at a certain point and people argued whether he should arrest or kill all of the members of the Iraq Revolutionary Guard. Remember that discussion? Well, here we are. The cancer is back. They are the worst murderers on the planet. They're all trained in Saddam Hussein's army. And now they're spreading like a cancer around the world because we have no real opposition in the West. We have weaklings and corrupt politicians. Now, having said that, this is a very difficult issue for all of us. They bend over backwards to, let us say, sanctify, yes, sanctify the Muslim community and the Islamic religion. And yet they're not too sensitive to vilify all Christians or all gun owners. Every speech out of these people's mouths is about how bad gun owners are. They don't trust you. Now, why do they trust all Muslims and no gun owners? What's that about? Why does Obama have such a caustic view of Christianity and Christians, such as, example, he brought up the Crusades a few months ago, remember that? Never talks about the Muslim crusade that is ongoing around the world. Now, again, this is a tough problem. It's a tough problem for all of us. People in this country are furious right now. They know the government is either incompetent, or let us put it to you this way, working for the other side. And I'm sure as I stand here that there are those within the government who are working for the other side. You say, well, that's paranoid. No, it isn't. 72 members of the Department of Homeland Security, 72 of them, 72 members of this moron's DHS are on a watch list by various divisions of the government. Do you have any idea what that means? Can you figure out all the moving parts to this deceit, this grand deceit that's going on? I think that some of them are just stunned that they've gotten away with so much for so long. 72 people in Department of Homeland Security are what? You didn't see the article? On terrorist watch list. And here's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Jed Johnson, telling us not to vilify Muslims. Representative Steve Lynch, Democrat, Massachusetts, said that 72 employees of this fool at DHS are listed on the U.S. terrorist watch list, according to this Democrat lawmaker. Can you believe this? Now, why is he not being forced to resign? Why? Well, you have to figure it out for yourself, boys and girls. We're living not in strange times, but eerie times. They're eerie. There's so many different ways to say what Obama is doing and not doing, and I'm sure you've heard them all. The only question remains is, what do you do about it? That's the only thing you ask yourself every day. What do you do about it to protect yourself and your families from the next Muslim terror attack? It's not going to be a Buddhist who comes into your mall with a machine gun. It's not going to be a Hindu that comes into your mall with a machine gun, etc. You get the picture. So you can't vilify all Muslims. We know that. You'd be crazy to say that. But on the other hand, people are saying it. Whether you want to hear it or not, that's what people in America are thinking, and that's what they're saying. They're saying if all the terrorists are coming out of one religion, then there must be some fundamental problem with that religion. Isn't that a logical thing to say? Let me ask you something. If you're a Buddhist, do your Buddhist teachings tell you that if you see a non-Buddhist, to convert them or kill them? I have the Buddhist teachings right in my hand, the teaching of Buddha. I don't see anything in the Buddhist Bible, so to speak, because there is no Bible, It's a collection of sayings. There's no leader of Buddhism. There's no head guy. It's sayings. The theory of mind, only the real state of things. To a man, a river seems like a river, but to a hungry demon which sees fire and water, it may seem to be like fire. Therefore, to speak to a man about a river existing would have some sense, but to the demon it would have no meaning. In like manner, it can be said that things are like illusions. They can be said neither to be existent nor non-existent. And so that's Buddhism. Doesn't talk anything about the infidel, about cutting a throat of the infidel, about killing the infidel, about charging the infidel tax. It doesn't talk about mutilating young girls to deny them sexual gratification. Nothing in this Buddhist teaching does that. Now let's pick up the next religious book, and the next, and the next, and the next, until we all come with our breathlessness to the one book that teaches things that you cannot believe are even being put in print these days. So you say, well, most Muslims don't believe that. No, they don't. So what do you do with those who do? Like the two who machine gunned the people last week in California. He read the book cover to cover. She read the book cover to cover over and over and over and over again, brainwashing themselves with the hatred. So if the government says, and rightly so, you can't vilify all Muslims for the acts of a very small number, although the small number is getting a little larger over the last days and months and years, seems to be metastasizing under Mr. Hussein Obama. Doesn't seem to be contained. The virus is spreading. The cancer is spreading around the world. It is not being contained. And so the question comes back to, what do we do about it? Now, we all are stymied by our freedoms, and we are imprisoned by this Trojan horse of our freedoms. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, Second Amendment. We all love these amendments, don't we? And, of course, we want them applied to ourselves, but not to others. That's the problem. We like our freedom of religion because our religion doesn't teach hatred and murder. But you can't then apply it only to Muslims because their book does teach hatred and murder. I'm not making it up. I wouldn't say it. 132 places it calls for hurting the infidel. And so we're all suffering, not knowing what to do, so we're buying guns. Gun stocks soar. Smith & Wesson highest sales since 07. Sheriff says licensed owners have a responsibility to carry. Document reveals ISIS plot for world domination in chilling detail. Did you hear my guest on Friday, Waleed Shobat, a man who used to be a member of a terrorist group called the Palestine Liberation Organization? Did you hear what he said on the show when I asked him, how does this end? He said, it doesn't end until millions of us are dead. He said, that's the only way anything will change in this country of ours. You know, from having talked to your liberal relatives and liberal friends on a daily basis, that they are brainwashed and they're ignoramuses, and nothing will change their mind. They don't even know about San Bernardino. It wasn't even a blip, maybe a blip, on their mental landscape last week. They see no evil, they hear no evil, they don't connect it to Islam, they don't connect it to individuals, they don't want to know it's connected to jihad and a worldwide war, they don't care. That is the difference between this generation and the generation that defeated Hitler. Yes, you see, America was a fun-loving nation in the 1930s, I read, and Hitler thought he could conquer America as well. They used to laugh. He had trained his boys to kill from birth. Did you know the Hitler youth were trained very much like the Palestinians are training their youth right now? Trained to hate, trained to kill, trained to murder, trained to burn, trained to not feel anything while they take human life. Hitler did that with his Hitler youth. Did you know that? And so, therefore, they emboldened themselves, saying, look at those weak British. Look at those weak Americans. Look at those weak French. They'll never fight back. Well, thank God Hitler was wrong. Thank God Hitler was wrong, because the West did fight back, and they crushed him forever. They destroyed the Thousand-Year Reich. So, once again, we're facing a terrorist enemy who thinks that we're weak and we will not fight back. And they're wrong. We will fight back. If we can survive the plague of Barack Obama, if we can survive the plague of the psychosis of liberalism another year, if we can survive it, and if that Harrod and Hillary Clinton is found out to be what she is, which is a continuation of him in a skirt. That's just two ifs. We will defeat them. They will be destroyed. I can guarantee you, as I stand here, the world will not put up with this forever. And it was only because of Russia that stood up to them that suddenly the British are now bombing them. The French are now bombing them. Not because of Obama. It was because of Putin, the man that Obama hates, that there's an actual air war against some, and I say some, of the targets of this ISIS. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2600. And here comes a follow the money moment on the Savage Nation. Did you hear today that the terrorists who the liberal media said did so on the spur of the moment, because someone said something to the sensitive Saeed Farouk at the luncheon about Islam? Did you buy that line from the same people who were attacking Trump? Well, it came out today, the 2 weeks before the attack that they used to kill 14, $28,500 was deposited into the terrorist bank account. How'd they get that money? Well, investigators saying it was a loan from WebBank, an online consumer loan company. And over the next few days, Farouk made several large withdrawals. What did he do with the money? Well, Fox News says on or about November 20th, Farouk converted $10,000 to cash and withdrew the money at a Union Bank branch in San Bernardino. Afterwards, in the days before the shooting, there were at least three transfers of $5,000 that appeared to be Farouk's mother. The mother. It was a cell. The whole family was a terrorist cell. Every American can see that now. Mama dearest. The innocent mama that they left the baby with. The loan and large cash withdrawal were described to Fox News as significant evidence of premeditation, and of course undercuts the liberal premise that an argument at the Christmas party led to the shooting. That was a fake, it was a false canard. There was no argument. He created the argument. And by the way, he left his jacket at the Christmas party. Do you know why? Has anyone told you why? Well, I'll tell you why. He left his jacket there because he faked an argument, ran out in a huff, came back and executed people, figuring that the bombs would go off when the first responders arrived, blowing everything up, and they'd find his jacket there and think he was blown to smithereens. Meanwhile, he'd make it back to Junkistan. Him and the old lady would have fled to Junkistan. Now, how about Enrique Marquez, the neighbor who bought the two semi-automatics used in the shootings? Who is Enrique Marquez? We don't know. So apparently the FBI and the ATF are investigating Marquez to see why he bought them the guns. Lots of stories here. What about the mother, Farouk's mother? Did she put her house up as collateral for the loan? I don't know. Well, how do we know what she did? All we know is this. This attack occurred not because of anything anyone said, not because of our Middle East policy, not because Christians insulted him at an office party, not because some homosexual Messianic Jew insulted Islam at the luncheon. This was a calculated terrorist attack, and they wanted to blow up and kill as many people as they possibly could. And the only question is, how are we going to stop the next attack? The answer is, certainly not by listening to Barack Obama or Jay Johnson, because they don't know what to do to stop the next attack. The only one who may know something about how to stop the next attack is Donald Trump. Now, I admit, again, that I wouldn't have said what Trump said. And in my book, Government Zero, I never said ban Muslims. I said ban all immigration for 7 years. Think about that. We don't need any immigrants in America for 7 years. 50% of the workforce doesn't work. We have massive unemployment that's not reported. We have a bloated welfare state. Most immigrants that come in go immediately on welfare. Ban all immigrants for 7 years. Savage Nation, thanks for listening. God bless America.